is London. The king is at Sandringham. And it is from there that we are now to broadcast His Majesty's Christmas message to the Empire at home and overseas.
Many of you will remember the Christmas broadcast of former years when my father spoke to his people at home and overseas as the revered head of a great family. His words brought happiness into the homes and into the hearts of listeners all over the world. I cannot aspire to take his place, nor do I think that you would wish me to carry on unvaried a tradition so personal to him. But as this is the first of Christmas since our coronation, the Queen and I feel that we want to send to you all a further word of gratitude for the love and loyalty you gave us from every quarter of the Empire during this unforgettable year now drawing to its end. We have promised to try and be worthy of your trust. And this is a pledge that we shall always keep. As we look back on the year and now closing, we see over past of the world, the shadows of enmity and of fear. But let us turn to the message that Christmas brings of peace and goodwill. Let us see to it that this spirit shall in the end prevail, and every one of us can help by making that immortal message the keystone of our daily lives. And so to all brothers at home, among your families, as we are, or in hospital, or at your post, carrying out duties that cannot be left undone. We send our Christmas a greeting and wish you and the God's blessing, health and prosperity in the years that lie ahead.